Presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 9, 5:32 America, New York, COVID cases spike in Asia after Lunar New Year celebrations. A spike in cases across Asia has followed this month's holiday. A medical worker giving instructions for coronavirus tests in Seoul on Tuesday. February 9, 5:11 America, New York, Freedom Convoy, protests disrupt another U.S.-Canada border crossing as more arrests are made. Police in Ottawa, meanwhile, said 23 arrests were made as raucous protests against vaccine mandates continue. February 9, 5 o'clock America, New York, life under the specter of war, images from Ukraine. With Russian forces menacing from three sides, Ukrainians are stoically keeping to their daily routines, but reminders of the looming threat are getting hard to avoid. Heavy fighting has destroyed beach homes in Shyrokyn, Ukraine, on the Sea of Azov. February 9, 5 o'clock America, New York, China filled its Olympic team with naturalized citizens, but fans like them only when they win. Sentiment among nationalist fans is fickle, and pride turns to outrage when those not born in China, like Chinese-American athlete Zhu Yi, are deemed to fail the nation. February 9, 4:41 America, New York, how the Garlic Girls overcame abuse to return to the Olympics. The South Korean curling team helped revive a painful discussion about the mistreatment of athletes in their country, leading the way for others to come forward. South Korea's women's curling team, Kim Un-young, Kim Kyung-ae, Kim Son-young, Kim Young-mi and Kim Cho-hai, with their silver medals during the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. February 9, 4:40 America, New York, photographer's death casts harsh light on the cold streets of Paris. René Robert, known for his pictures of flamenco, died of hypothermia after falling on a busy road, seemingly unassisted. The death shocked many, but echoed the indifference homeless people face every day. February 9, 4:40 America, New York, Jefferson Caron returns to U.S. as Dubai Expo 2020 winds down. A rare, two-volume Caron owned by U.S. President Thomas Jefferson is returning to America. February 9, 4:39 America, New York, Alzheimer's may be prevented with toothpaste, researchers suggest. A protein present in human gums may help combat a bacterium causing neurodegenerative diseases, particularly if added to a toothpaste, Canadian researchers say. February 9, 4:39 America, New York, university to pay $243 million to victims of alleged sex abuse by gynecologist. Hundreds of U.S. women accuse a former doctor of groping them during checkups. The University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, has agreed to pay $243.6 million to 203 women who alleged that the university's former gynecologist-oncologist, Dr. February 9, 4:21 America, New York, U.S. wins its first Beijing Olympics gold. Lindsay Jacobellis took snowboard cross honors 16 years after blowing a huge lead in the same event. This time, she provided a lift for a Team USA that's been mostly underwhelming so far. February 9, 4:14 America, New York, Chloe Kim and Shaun White advanced to finals in halfpipe at Beijing Olympics. Beijing, defending Olympic champion snowboarder Chloe Kim cruised through the halfpipe on her first run. She scored 87.75, good enough for the top spot in women's qualifying Wednesday at Genting Snow Park. February 9, 4:08 America, New York, Indonesia frees croc from tire stuck on its neck for 6 years. A wild crocodile with a used motorcycle tire stuck around its neck for 6 years has finally been freed by an Indonesian birdcatcher. February 9, 3:59 America, New York, Iran unveils new missile with reported region-wide range. Iran has unveiled a new missile with a reported range that would allow it to reach both U.S. bases in the region as well as targets inside its arch-foe Israel. February 9, 3:27 America, New York, snowboarder Lindsay Jacobellis wins first U.S. gold at Beijing Olympics. Zhang Jiakou, China, Lindsay Jacobellis captured the United States' first gold medal of the Beijing Olympics on Wednesday, riding hard to the line in her snowboard cross final a full 16 years after a mistake cost her the title. February 9, 3:17 America, New York, the real truth about Britain's second Elizabethan age? It's been 70 years of dismal decline. The first Queen Elizabeth transformed her country into a world power. The second, through no fault of her own, has overseen the reverse. There's no doubt that Queen Elizabeth II is a wonderful monarch, perhaps one of the greatest Britain has ever seen. February 9, 312 America, New York, trucker protests threatening U.S.-Canada border trade. COVID-related demonstrations have expanded beyond Ottawa and mostly blocked the busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing. They're also stoking political strife in Canada. February 9, 301 America, New York, truck driver rams cars in Germany, 31 vehicles damaged. German police say an intoxicated truck driver rammed his vehicle into parked cars after ignoring a red light in southern Germany. February 9, 254 America, New York, Canadian provinces begin backing off vaccine mandates amid lingering Freedom Convoy protests. Some Canadian provinces have announced they are rescinding their vaccine mandates as trucker protests block major arteries on the Canada-US border and continue to clog the Canadian capital despite a crackdown from Ottawa police. February 9, 247 America, New York, Beijing shoppers are lining up overnight in the freezing cold for Olympic mascots. A chubby round panda decked out in a suit of ice has become a national sensation in China, with shoppers in Beijing lining up in freezing temperatures overnight for the chance to buy stuffed versions of the Winter Olympics mascot. February 9, 228 America, New York, high-profile U.S. Democrat apologizes for maskless school photo. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams came under fire for posing maskless around school students. February 9, 224 America, New York, Australia. Grace Tame says caller threatened against criticizing PM. Sexual abuse survivor Grace Tame says a caller told her not imperil Scott Morrison's election chances. February 9, 208 America, New York, new AI-controlled device helps paralyzed people move. Patients with spinal cord injuries were able to walk, cycle and swim again. Three patients completely paralyzed from the waist down due to irreparable damage to their spinal cords regained the ability to move again with the help of a new nerve-stimulating device.